On FM, when it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. Heated hearings in the House Judiciary Committee. Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker questioned here by Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee about conversations he may have had about the special counsel's investigation.
So you are denying the reports that you shared many one-on-one calls with President Trump and then his chief of staff, John Kelly? Are you denying that, yes or no?
Congresswoman, as I've mentioned several times today in my opening statement and otherwise,
yes or no?
I'm not talking about the conversations that I've had with the President of the United States or his senior staff.
So that is a no?
I don't think you can assume anything from that.
Arizona Republican Debbie Lesko disgusted by the hearings, saying instead of oversight,
it's nothing but character assassination, harassment.
Dead at 92, former Congressman John Dingell remembered on the House floor. He served 59 years there, longer than anyone in history. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. Dramatic changes in our weather from yesterday's high in the lower 80s. We're hovering in the 50s today, a windy, colder day. Temperatures falling to around 50 by about sunset. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 36 by dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow will be a cool day, more clouds than sunshine. I think the high will probably reach the mid to upper 50s, low tomorrow night around 40. On Sunday, we may tease 60 degrees, maybe fall short perhaps, but a slight chance of an isolated shower Sunday. Low 70s are back on Monday, scattered showers, and then closer to the mid-70s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery firefighter was injured Thursday afternoon while battling a fire at the Narrow Lane Villas apartments. When crews arrived, four townhomes were on fire. The firefighter has minor burns and was taken to the hospital. No other injuries were reported. Montgomery police are addressing a social media rumor about a white van being used to abduct children in our area. They tell us there are no reports of child abductions. They say the rumor appears to be a viral trend. And the Jeff Davis Marching Band has been invited to perform in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City, and they need help raising funds for the trip. Their goal is to raise $15,000. If you would like to donate, click on this story at our website, alabamanews.net. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Another racist revelation.
State Senator Tommy Norman was an editor for a college yearbook full of racist photos.
The state's top three elected officials face calls to resign. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. In a battle with the National Enquirer, Bezos has just gone public with what he says was an extortion plot involving compromising photos.
Dangerous storms moving across the Midwest.
The weather is already being blamed for multiple deaths.
President Trump on the attack as investigations in his administration heat up.
He tweeted, presidential harassment.
We will not surrender our constitutional responsibility.
For the first time ever, consumer debt in this country has topped $4 trillion.
British authorities detained the American Airlines flight crew member in Manchester is being investigated for suspicion of performing an aviation function when over the prescribed limit of alcohol.
Pilots who earn their commercial astronaut wings, they rocketed into space in December in the same ship that will soon carry paying passengers.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris. Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing. For the Fresh Market, $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And any caller, including John, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of things that you put in from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Reed and Karen Ingram, they run a spectacular operation there. Let's go to the phones and go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show. John?
John, are you there?
John, after waiting all that time.
Oh, well. No, he's not there.
Okay. Let's do the cuts here. So let's do this. That's probably him calling back as we speak. Is that him back?
Yes, this is John.
John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you today?
I'm very good, John, and you?
I'm doing good. I've got great news, Dan. My MAGA hat finally came in.
All right, so you're going to go there and pick a fight with somebody?
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. That would get me in a lot of trouble.
That would get you in a lot of trouble.
It would. But I think all this stuff, I think everything they're doing right now that they're reporting, I think it's all just a way to just kind of backdoor some things they're not really wanting to come out, you know, because you got the Virginia stuff going on with the governor there, the governor and the lieutenant governor going on there. And
the attorney general. Don't forget the attorney general.
Any attorney general. It just seems like they're just trying to backdoor some things to kind of, you know, because Kavanaugh went through a lot to get his seat and everything. And now it's like, oh, it's no big deal here with them. You know, it just seems like they're trying to, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, kind of throw off?
Deflect?
Yeah, deflect. There we go, deflect. There we go. But,
I can hear that word. You what?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you say what you want to say.
Oh, I was wanting to get in on your Sweet Creek, too.
Okay. Give me a month and day of birth.
It's 5/17.
You got it, big guy.
I do appreciate it, Dan. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks. We're going to do the drawing at the end of the show today. Weezer. Hey, Weezer, how are you?
I'm here.
How are you?
I just wanted to get in on this week, Freak.
So you're not going to say anything to me?
Oh, of course I will.
Okay, say something to me first.
Oh, June 16th. Yeah.
Other than wanting to get in the basket, what do you have to say?
Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Man, you guys are just coming in for the goodies and not for the conversation, huh?
Well, I don't want to get started on everything, you know. Up here in the country, we've got a big old beaver dam. Boy, you ought to. I went down this morning and took pictures. I can't believe they're doing the six inch diameter trees.
Yeah, I had a client, and his occupation was blowing up beaver dams.
Well, I need him.
And I went with him one time to go blow up a dam so I could see it.
Yeah.
It is the most incredible thing you've ever seen. I mean, it will rain wood.
Yeah.
Rain wood.
They really are incredible creatures.
They really are. Like, it's amazing what they do.
Yeah.
How much do you think they weigh?
Depends on how big they are. I would say 25 pounds.
Yeah, 25, 30 pounds.
We had a beaver problem at behind our church, and Keith got a permit for us so we could shoot the beavers at night if we needed to. But they saw the gun, they just got the heck out of there.
Wow. Well, from my windows, most all of them, I can see my mallard ducks and that, and then those pesky Canada geese. But down the road is where, at the end of the road, is where the dam is. And it's blocking off all the water that needs to run down the road and into the pond.
Yeah, that's what they do.
I think it's affecting people's septic tank drainage also.
Okay.
That's a mess.
Weezer,
hey, I'm on my way to Fresh Market.
Good. Did you get Weezer's data?
Yes.
Weezer, enjoy Fresh Market. Tell him I said hi.
Okay, I sure will. Oh, by the way, what's a manager's name?
Cecil.
Okay, I got it. Thanks a lot. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Weezer. Let's go to Bob. Bob, welcome aboard.
Thanks. How you guys doing today?
Very good. And you?
Good. I just wanted you to enjoy to think back to the time around the mid-80s when Saturday Night Live was in its heyday, and one of their skits was Eddie Murphy doing buckwheat.
Oh, yeah.
Impersonation.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had their skit about the ambiguously gay duo.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then the third one was Pat, the androgynous person.
Yeah, right. They would always try to get her to say something about her sex.
It just goes to show you how relative everything is, and that we've become so politically correct that we've lost our sense of humor as a country, I think.
Absolutely. We've gotten way too politically correct. Yeah, actually, if you would listen to the Eddie Murphy, some of his shows that he did, he would...
Oh, his stand-up shows?
Oh, yeah. And then Dave Chappelle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
They're great, but...
He put it out there. You remember the family, the white family, called the...
Oh, absolutely.
You remember that?
Yes.
And then the Family Guy is another one that throws all that stuff out, throws it out.
You can go all the way back to the Laugh-In days, you know, and Here Comes the Judge, and all the stuff that Flip Wilson used to do back then.
Yeah.
You know, pardon me?
The devil made me do it. You remember the Flip Wilson thing?
Exactly, yeah. I was actually living in Virginia in 1985, 86.
So was I.
And went to a Halloween party at a large bar restaurant with probably 1,000 people. And the person who won the first prize, voted on by the 1,000 people there, was a guy with a black face, a bucket of chicken, and a boom box.
Oh, man.
Hang on.
Where in Virginia?
Newport News.
Okay. Yeah. Were you in the Navy?
It wasn't like down in Roanoke. It was in the Hampton Roads area, Virginia Beach.
Were you in the Navy?
Air Force.
Oh, okay.
Langley.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The TAC command.
Yeah.
Yeah, I flew in and out of that place all the time. Yeah, those
where the F-22s are now.
Man, those were where the recovery fighter jets were for us in Washington.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you had those.
We flew out of there.
You had those bad boys on APU, and they could be sitting at the White House in minutes.
I actually responded for 9/11. Yes, right out of Langley.
Yep. Bob, thanks for the telephone call, buddy. I appreciate you.
Sure. Thanks. Bye.
I don't know if I have a bad connection with some of these people or what. It's like they can't hear me when I talk.
Sometimes there's a delay on some of these phones, like a second delay. Yeah.
Well, some of them are not duplex. Some of them are, if you're talking, they can't.
Yeah.
If they're talking, they can't hear you.
Yeah, that happens too.
And depends on how good the phone is. I can't wait till 5G comes around. I've been reading about this stuff. Man, it is unbelievable. Let's see which way we want to go here, boys and girls. Supreme Court blocks controversial Louisiana abortion law. Guess which way Chief Justice Roberts voted on this? Let's listen in.
And another big story this morning. The Supreme Court has blocked a controversial abortion law just hours before it was to go into effect. It was a 5-4 vote last night that temporarily blocked the Louisiana law that critics say would force two of the state's three abortion clinics to close. Jan Crawford is at the Supreme Court with how this order unfolded. Jan, it's always great to have you on a morning like this on such an important case. Tell us how it went down.
Well, thanks, Nora, and good morning. I mean, obviously, this could be the first test of abortion rights in the Supreme Court with new conservative justices. It involves a 2014 Louisiana law that required abortion clinic doctors to have admitting privileges at nearby hospitals. Now, in 2016, the Supreme Court struck down a nearly identical law from Texas on a 5-3 vote. But last night, conservative Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the liberals in this case to stop the law from taking effect while the court considers whether it's going to take up this case. The court's four conservative justices, including new Justice Brett Kavanaugh, dissented. Justice Kavanaugh wrote separately to say he would allow the law to take effect for now, but he could be willing to rethink it if it showed that it had that undue burden on a woman's right to get an abortion. Now, this, like you said, is just temporary. It may not tell us much of anything about how the court's going to approach abortion rights. The justices still have to decide whether they're going to hear this case. They could do so next fall.
Okay, so what they did is they didn't say you can't do it. You don't do the new law, but they're going to reconsider whether it's going to go before the Supreme Court. They did not want to stop it just based on an opinion without having a hearing for it, so they can still have hearings for it. But a lot of people said that once Kennedy left, that John Roberts was going to be the new swing vote.
Yep.
I hope that's not the case. Let's go to No. I got to get Papa B. Plenty of running room. Papa B, hang on for me, baby. We'll be back right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Lowe's knows you're the deal hunter who does it right to save on new appliances. We do it right, too, by saving you $600 on a GE stackable front-load washer and dryer pair with Steam Clean. And when you use your Lowe's Advantage card, save 5% every day or ask for 12-month special financing on appliance purchases of $299 or more. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 227. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Minimum purchase required. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
We want pretzel crust. We want
Pretzel Crust fans, rejoice, because it's back. By popular demand, Little Caesar's large, soft pretzel crust pizza featuring a creamy cheddar cheese sauce, pepperoni, and a four-cheese blend surrounded by a delicious salted soft pretzel crust for just $6. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8, and only $6 from the home of pretzel crust pizza, Little Caesar's.
Pizza, pizza at participating locations plus tax.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now,
now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Papa B.
Dan and Joey.
Papa B, how in the heck are you, my friend?
Woo, I'm doing fantastic, man. I got to go to Lita Hatchie today.
Lita Hatchie, so, huh?
I'm telling you. You know, there's like a time warp vortex down there in Lowndes County that you might fall into and wind up in Coosa County somewhere.
There you go. Well, that's how we got 84. He's actually from another planet. He kind of resurfaced in the time envelope continuum.
Man, you know, there's just not much more fun that you can have than blowing up Beaver Dam. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, sir. The guy, I mean, he was a great client, too. He made a bunch of money.
Because, oh, yeah, I've heard.
I mean, what he was basically doing is using $15 worth of dynamite to make $500.
Yeah, oh yeah. You know, we had half a dozen beaver dams up a creek years ago, and we got a box of dynamite and some of that blasting cord, you know?
Yeah.
And we blew those suckers slam up. I'm telling you what, we made life miserable for those beavers. But then they struck back. They took and built about a 12-foot wide U-shaped dam all across from one ridge to the other. And it just, and now the length of it, golly, it had to be about 50, 75 yards. And they had gotten their revenge, so to speak, but you could walk across it. I mean, you could ride a four-wheeler across.
Yeah, let me tell you, it's amazing how well made those are.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but anyway, it's interesting that you talk about, you know, this Supreme Court decision right now. It does look like Roberts has become the new swing vote, the new Kennedy. And it's kind of a little disconcerting, to be honest with you. I'm wondering how Ruth Bader Ginsburg is, because she's not at court. I guess she's making her decisions from, you know, iron lung or whatever she's in now, trying to keep her alive. I mean, have you heard about her health or anything?
She allegedly went to a play a couple of days ago.
Oh, did she? Oh, okay. But she's still not that, you know, the court. Basically, she's not.
The last report I saw on her, she's still walking a mile a day. She's doing her exercise routine.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know. I mean, I had not heard.
But she was actually there for the vote because it was a 5-4.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm glad she's doing well. It's kind of. Roberts concerns me a little bit, especially given some of the past opinions that he's favored. Does he you?
Yeah, I mean... I'm a little concerned about this, to be honest with you, that all of a sudden Roberts is going to turn out to be the swing vote. He was portrayed as the ultra-conservative, and you know, he started backing away from that. We had the Obamacare problem and that he voted, because if he would have seen that the other way, that would have been the end of Obamacare right there.
Yeah. Well, and don't forget gay marriage.
Yep.
You know, he voted that way. And, I mean, you know, based on his opinion, one of the judges that I saw said that based on that kind of logic, you could marry a piece of bacon. You know, it was pretty far out there. So, but anyway, if it does go, see, he was touted as this big state's rights, justice, if I remember correctly. He, you know, really was kind of
favoring 10th Amendment type opinions. But I guess that is out the window now.
You're talking about Roberts?
Yeah. Wasn't Roberts kind of favoring that in his hearings?
Are you talking about the Kentucky case?
Well, that and then others, I believe, you know, as he was coming up ranks, and especially during his confirmation, it seemed like I recall him favoring 10th Amendment type opinions.
No,
I don't recall that.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but we can go from there.
All right. Well, anyway, I hope they go ahead and hear the case because clearly this is, you know, sort of a 10th Amendment type of thing. And Louisiana certainly should be able to have the ability to regulate who practices in their state, I would think. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think the way that they're going to end up with the abortion issue in particular is that it's going to be a state's rights and it's going to be a civil rights of the person that they're going to be dealing with. And I think that's going to be the way that they can, you know, a state could decriminalize something if they wanted to. The question then is, does the baby have civil rights that are protected by the Constitution?
Well, well, I tell you what, I hope they get this right sooner or later because
me too.
What they're doing is just, it's terrible.
Well, and here's the amazing thing is when you're looking at new polling data, the public has shifted on abortion and they don't want an open-ended answer to it. They want people to be thoughtful. They're changing their minds and basically dealing with the hearts and minds of people versus the law. So you have a narrow band group of people, particularly in this trimester abortions, that are, yeah, it's a whole different way of thinking, and America's just not with them on this.
Let me give apologies to Cooper before I get started, because I'm going to range just one more question out there.
Okay.
Do you think that Virginia might flip red this next election?
I don't know. I tell you, the first time we're going to see is going to be November of 2019. They have their state house seats. And will they pick up seats because there's only a one-vote margin majority of Republicans in there? And that one seat was won from a drawing out of a hat because of the tied election. So how, if you see Republicans gain 6-7 seats now in 2019, then I would say that bodes well for Republicans in 2020.
Well, I sure do hope that Virginia can kind of come on back down to its senses here. It's just like a fallen brother up there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, guys. Well, listen, thanks for taking my phone call.
You have a great one.
Go Bullets and Beavers.
New Star. Oh, man. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF and all of that. Let me go to a break. We're going to be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, sweetheart. This Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with the vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for $200. or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3, and Marguerite's. And Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Peppertree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. Heated hearings in the House Judiciary Committee. Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker questioned here by Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee about conversations he may have had about the special counsel's investigation.
So you are denying the reports that you shared many one-on-one calls with President Trump and then his chief of staff, John Kelly? Are you denying that, yes or no?
Congresswoman, as I've mentioned several times today in my opening statement and otherwise,
yes or no?
Not talking about the conversations that I've had with the President of the United States or his senior staff.
So that is a no?
I don't think you can assume anything from that.
Arizona Republican Debbie Lesko, disgusted by the hearings, saying instead of oversight,
it's nothing but character assassination, harassment.
Dead at 92, former Congressman John Dingell remembered on the House floor. He served 59 years there, longer than anyone in history. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Dramatic changes in our weather from yesterday's high in the lower 80s. We're hovering in the 50s today, a windy, colder day. Temperatures falling to around 50 by about sunset. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 36 by dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow will be a cool day, more clouds than sunshine. I think the high will probably reach the mid to upper 50s, low tomorrow night around 40. On Sunday, we may tease 60 degrees, maybe fall short perhaps, but a slight chance of an isolated shower Sunday. Low 70s are back on Monday, scattered showers, and then closer to the mid-70s on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Yes. Here's kind of an interesting piece here. Jeff Bezos is accusing National Enquirer of trying to of extorting and blackmail. So they had sent him. They sent him this letter that had text and they threatened to expose pictures of him. I've seen the description of the pictures. I have not seen the pictures.
Right.
Some of the texts are pretty damning. So what Jeff did is he published it in the Washington Post to get out proverbially in front of the story.
Yeah, it's an 11-page letter, I believe, that National Enquirer sent to Bezos. And it does come across as blackmail.
Let's listen to the story. This is CBS. They put a lot of time in this.
CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, is accusing the National Enquirer and its publisher of extortion and blackmail. Now, this move dramatically escalates a dispute with the tabloid that exposed intimate details of his private life. You may remember the Enquirer revealed Bezos' longtime affair with former TV anchor Lauren Sanchez. That was last month. Well, then the billionaire used his private investigators to set out to learn, well, just how did all of his text messages and some pictures with Sanchez, how were they obtained?
Last night, Bezos wrote on the blog Medium a post that shows what appear to be emails from the Enquirer's publisher, American Media, Inc. Those emails urged him to stop the investigation or risk having private photos and other texts become public. Jerika Duncan is following this extraordinary story and the dispute that also has a political dimension. Jerika, good morning.
Good morning. Bezos had a lot to say in that post last night. Bezos says AMI's latest offer came because its CEO, David Pecker, was furious about the investigation. But now the world's richest man is fighting back publicly, and he says despite the personal cost.
Jeff Bezos is on the offensive after hiring a team of investigators to find the National Enquirer's and its parent company AMI's motives for unveiling his affair. Bezos now says they tried to intimidate and silence him. In a combative blog post, Bezos revealed what he says are emails from AMI's attorneys telling him to cease and desist from his personal investigation. In one email, AMI Chief Content Officer Dylan Howard allegedly threatened to release photos, including a below-the-belt selfie, if he didn't comply.
A below-the-belt selfie?
Hmm.
I've read the description of that. It is literally below the belt. Okay, so they sent this letter. He publishes the letter. And what he did is he went and hired a private detective to find out how did National Enquirer get the photo and the text. And they were kind of saying, you keep pursuing this and we're going to rat you out on this. And so he goes, I'm going to rat myself out. Now, there's a lot of speculation on Morning Joe that Pecker,
David Pecker of the Enquirer,
and Trump are good friends.
They are.
And they were, I thought that David had thrown him under the bus back when he was cooperating with the New York U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District.
Right.
But now, if you listen to Morning Joe this morning, no, that's how they're best of buds. And the speculation is, among Morning Joe and Donnie Deutsch, is that Trump used intelligence assets to get this.
Oh, Lord. I mean, the much simpler answer would be, this is a very juicy story for the National Enquirer. Like, this would be the most expensive divorce in history. So if you can get dirt on what happened with that relationship, you can get dirt on where it may go, especially if you're also in this culture of tearing down billionaires, you can get a juicy story that every man's going to read and go, oh, look at this guy making a fool of himself. That's enough reason in and of itself to do these sorts of things to Bezos. I don't think David Pecker needs intelligence assets, number one, to achieve and retrieve this information. And he has every incentive just based on what his business is, to go after that information.
Right, but now remember that they were suggesting that David Pecker was using the intelligence assets, not Bezos.
Well, right, but I don't think he needs intelligence assets in order to spy on Mr. Bezos. I think there are plenty of talented private investigators probably already on the payroll or contracted out for the Enquirer, and you don't need to use, you know, the FBI or CIA or NSA or anything like that.
I'm with you on that. I think that it's more of they don't want to be outed that it was somebody within a Bezos sphere
right. That
did it, and because then that person could lose this very prominent job,
right,
making a lot of money because he didn't like his boss.
And that makes a lot of sense. That's how you could get those intimate details. Somebody close to Bezos flipped and gave things to the press.
Particularly if they had access to their phone.
Right. And maybe this person likes, what's her name, McKenzie, better than Jeff.
You're so much Sanchez. Okay, let's keep going on here. Let's continue with the story.
In another, AMI Deputy General Counsel John Fine allegedly asked Bezos and his lawyers to announce that they have no knowledge or basis for suggesting that America Media's coverage was politically motivated. In exchange, it said, AMI agrees not to publish, distribute, share, or describe unpublished texts or photos. Bezos, who also owns the Washington Post, believes the decision to unveil those messages was politically motivated.
He wants political influence so that Amazon will benefit from it.
And could relate to his very public spat with President Trump, who just last month referred to him as Jeff Bozo. The president has a long-standing but recently turbulent relationship with AMI and its CEO, David Pecker. Last year, the company admitted to federal prosecutors that it made hush money payments during the 2016 campaign to a former Playboy model making allegations of an affair with Mr. Trump. That agreement prevents prosecution for the payment unless they commit more crimes. Lachlan Marquet is an investigative reporter for the Daily Beast who first reported Bezos' investigation.
We don't know if they've committed crimes in this case, but that's certainly what Jeff Bezos seemed to be suggesting. And it's something that I anticipate prosecutors will certainly ask David Pecker about, and it could really blow back on AMI in a big way.
Well, you know, we got billions of dollars. You can get some pretty deep pockets. You know, they keep saying he's the wealthiest man in the world, but I wonder if he's settled with his wife yet, because they're in a community property state, so she gets half of everything.
Well, and at first I thought maybe she came around later after Amazon was successful. No, she was there from the beginning, before he even started Amazon, and she had, I think, interest in the business. She actually participated, so I think she has a pretty good claim there.
Yeah, so she was around back when it was in the garage type thing.
And she helped. So I think she has every right to claim that in court. But, man, how do you unwind that? Because it's not like he's just sitting on a big pile of gold worth billions. It's like all sorts of assets.
Stock. Oh, yeah, stock is also... He's got an investment portfolio that's amazing.
Yeah.
So what he's going to do is he's going to have to split that investment portfolio or buy her section out. And a lot of that is tied to board of directors and being on the... You know, basically oversight of some of these companies.
Man, wouldn't you like to be the advisor doing that split?
Ooh,
make some nice money.
Yeah. Wee doggy. Okay, so let's continue on. National Enquirer and the publisher in extortion. Here's the closing and listen to them talk about it.
Well, we reached out to American Media Incorporated and its legal representatives for comment, but they have not responded. However, they have long said their reporting is not influenced in any manner politically or otherwise.
His letter is extraordinary, Jerika. I mean, when he says, in my position, if I can't stand up to this kind of extortion, how many people can? But my favorite line is, I also won't participate in their well-known practice of blackmail political favors. I prefer to stand up, roll this log over, and see what crawls out. And it's a game changer, I think, in how people deal with the National Enquirer.
That's what question. What crawls out?
Yes. Right.
Who was behind the leak of this information? Mm-hmm. Gavin DeBecker, very expensive, well-known security person for billionaires, has told the Washington Post that Jeff Bezos does not believe that his phone was hacked. He thinks that it's possible that a government entity might have gotten hold of his text messages. The question is, which government entity? The U.S.? Mm-hmm. A foreign government? And for what reason? And that's what's really fascinating about it.
See, they planted it and said a government entity. Now, it's going to be interesting to see if they go just absolutely, you know what, bat, you know what, crazy on this thing if that happened, but they're not going back crazy on anything else that happened to Trump. And I can see that setup because I was listening to Joe and Mika this morning, and they were way down there. They literally used this term that I believe they did it unlike the fact that they didn't do Donald Trump. They've actually said that this morning. Let's go to the phones and go to Bo. Bo, welcome aboard.
Hey, my friends.
How are you?
I'm quite well today. How about yourself?
Very good.
It's a little brisk day in the fair city, isn't it?
I kind of like it.
I do, too. I really do. I'm going to just make a few quick points, and not going to tie your line up that long. But, you know, this is some more, to me, of that karmatic justice, because Bezos, the one with all the money, bought Washington Post. And Washington Post was the one that supposedly broke the story on Roy Moore, which to me, if Roy Moore had the pockets that Bezos had, he could investigate them to see, you know, who the source was and tie it up in the media and blow it up and make it look like a big deal. But basically what you've got is karma revisiting a person that, why did Bezos buy the Washington Post? I mean, he uses it as a weapon against his political enemies, point blank.
Well, I'll have to say on Trump, the Washington Post and New York Times have been the two swappers of stories. New York Times will run a story and Washington Post will repeat it. Washington Post will run a story, New York Times will repeat it. Mm-hmm. It's not original, it's circular journalism. But, you know, I've known the Washington Post for a long time. And it's a very cynical newspaper and a very... they like to flex their muscle at the Washington Post, let's say.
It's been that way, I guess,
since Watergate.
Yeah, before Bezos ever bought it.
Yeah. No, it's ingrained in the mentality.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I still see them weaponizing, especially having, you know, the control and interest of it.
Well, you know, the press at the Washington Post didn't like Trump before, and they didn't like Trump after Bezos was... you know, about the place. So it's part of the culture of the Washington Post, just like it is the New York Times.
Yes, sir. Hey, thank you for your time, Dan, and y'all, God bless, have a good weekend.
Thank you, you too. Let me mention, I would be remiss if I did not mention that this hour is brought to you by Rebecca Motors of the Eastern Bypass and Prattville location. Looking for a brand spanking new car or truck? It's a better buy at Brubaker, and you ought to take advantage of that. They're selling cars and trucks, and they're selling them at great prices. Go by and see Don Wickard, Dick Brubaker. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. Yes. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yeah, Dan, if you got that little package handling the Bezos split, it'd be the former Dan Morris Show. Dan and Joey down in Barbados.
Yeah,
looking good, there you go. Joey, feeling good, Dan.
Yeah, right. Live from Barbados, it's the Dan Morris Show.
She, you know, they've been together since the beginning. She was one of the first employees of Amazon. So it's like, man, she's got him by the proverbial cojones.
A.K.A. short hairs.
She's gonna get a chunk out of that. She's now going to be the wealthiest woman in the world.
And she literally is. She will be the wealthiest woman in the world.
Yeah, with one stroke of the pen. How'd you like to get that gig?
Yeah, really. I'll tell you, that one's going to be a biggie. Because there's so many investments he has that are outside of Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, heaven just. You know, and those are just the ones we know about.
Yeah, I mean, he was one of the biggest folks in Tesla, for example.
Right, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's going to put a ding in his wallet, but he'll still be all right. I'm sure he'll still be able to eat a TV dinner at night.
He's not going to go hungry.
Exactly. So, you guys have a good weekend.
Thanks. Appreciate it. You have a good one. Yeah, that one's going to be an interesting one to see how that goes. Let's see. Where do we want to go here, big guy? Washington State weighs vaccination bill because of the measles outbreak. Let's listen in.
Elected leaders in Washington State may crack down on vaccine exemptions amid a growing measles outbreak. Lawmakers are proposing a bill that would no longer allow parents to cite philosophical or personal reasons for not vaccinating their child. Currently, 18 states allow those exemptions. And Carter Evans is at the state capitol in Olympia, where a public hearing will take place today.
The governor has declared a state of emergency here as the number of measles infections continues to rise. There are now 56 cases here in the Pacific Northwest, and lawmakers are hoping to pass a bill that will ensure more children are vaccinated.
Right now, my city is the hotbed for this outbreak.
Monica Stonier is the state representative for Clark County, Washington, the area hardest hit by the measles outbreak. In her county alone, there are currently 51 confirmed cases of measles and another 13 suspected.
It certainly has reached a critical stage in my county.
Stonier is now co-sponsoring a bipartisan House bill that would require every child at every public and private school in the state and licensed daycare center to be vaccinated for measles, mumps, and rubella unless they have a legitimate medical or religious exemption.
Okay, so what do you guys think about that? You know, there's some people that are just scared to death of these vaccines because you have this like 0.002 chance of something happening to you, brain damage and things like that. And so if you don't get it and you don't get the vaccination and you get the measles, and I'm not a doctor, I play one on radio, if you're vaccinated, are you completely immune from the disease? In other words, if somebody has it and you come in contact with them,
right,
are you safe? Because if you are, then that would make the argument for not, you know.
Right. If you get the vaccination, what difference does it make if somebody, you know, contracts the disease that you're vaccinated against? But maybe you're not inoculated enough if you get a... Maybe there's a tipping point. I don't know. But I think there is a good argument if people want to make it. I would encourage people to get vaccines, but if you don't have to do it all at once.
No. Don't do it all at once.
You're right. You can spread it out a little bit, these sorts of things.
Yeah, that's what... when we were getting our kids vaccinated, we'd never do the pylone thing because we'd always give them aspirin before the vaccination, and then we'd spread it out. Yeah. And Dr. Bob... our pediatrician, he was really good about that and working with kids. And because first time we did that with Daniel, he was just lethargic for days afterwards. And so Bob suggested that we spread it out.
Well, and I think you have every right not to have your children vaccinated, but then I think other people have every right to say, I don't want my children to associate with your children.
Yeah. And the question is, are you immunized to a point that you don't have to fear anything happening? Let's listen to the second part of this story.
If you would have asked me 4 years ago, I would have told you that, yeah, every child needs their vaccines.
Abigail Eckhart refuses to vaccinate her youngest child. She says it's because her middle child suffered significant behavioral and physical reactions after being vaccinated, including severe eczema and food allergies.
If I could go back, I wouldn't have vaccinated any of my kids.
According to the CDC, most people who get the vaccine do not have any serious health problems. The agency also says for every 1,000 children who get the measles, one or two will die from it.
The benefits of the vaccine greatly outweigh the risks.
Dan Salmon is the former director of vaccine safety for Health and Human Services. He said measles can cause lifelong complications. No one knows that better than Cecilia Rodriguez. In 1989, she was too young to be vaccinated when she contracted the German measles.
It hasn't ended for me. It became a lifetime experience for me.
Rodriguez spent 9 months in a coma and almost died. 30 years later, her eyesight, speech, and hearing are still affected.
I do not want to go through that experience with my three beautiful children that I have.
Salmon says, in a way, vaccines are a victim of their own success because most people have never seen the measles.
People aren't afraid of what they don't know.
That's
and we'd like to keep it that way.
People on both sides of the issue are expected to speak at what could be a very fiery hearing today. Lawmakers are hoping to determine if they have enough votes to move forward.
Let's go to phones and we'll very quickly go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
Good. Hey, the measles, I caught the measles when I was 1960. We didn't have a vaccine then that I know of. You know, in 62, I caught the chickenpox. We all caught the measles, everybody in the community.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 64.
Yeah, you should have had the vaccine for chickenpox.
Well, we didn't get it. But I never had the mumps. And my whole family had the mumps, everybody but me. So that's kind of weird, too, I guess.
Yeah, well, maybe you have it in your immune system now.
Yeah. But, and I never had a flu shot in my life.
I've had one, and I started feeling sick from it, so I've never had another one.
I used to get them all the time because my mom would bring them home, and as a nurse, she'd be like, here. She'd just administer.
Did you do the injection in your nose?
No, injection in my arm.
Oh, okay.
With a syringe. And ever since, I've gone my own. I don't. But
go ahead.
And I've had the flu 3 times in my life. So, what, every 21 years, I get the flu? Maybe it's just my body.
I'm a big believer that you build up an immune system, and I think that I'm not a big believer in antibiotics. As a matter of fact, I'll try not to take antibiotics unless I have to. But I think we take way too many antibiotics, and people lose their immunity. That's natural. And my wife and I were really big on breastfeeding, and I tell you, it's amazing how healthy our kids have been.
Oh, yes, sir. I believe in that, too. Yeah. All right, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Have a good weekend.
You, too. News on 93.1. Wow, last hour coming up at the Dan Morris Show. Where are you guys? 272-9228. Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket giveaway today. We'll be right back.
Dan Morris Show.